The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you know, yesterday, my daughter, who's the principal local primary school in Enniscorthy, got her holidays. And that means that there's no childcare, there's no nothing, and you have to mind the little monsters. So it mightn't be until the 9th of January before you can shove them back to the teacher. So how to occupy the kids, the teens, yourself. Sinead Dalton, content editor with Evoke. Welcome to the programme, Sinead.
Thank you very much, Ivan. How are you?
Okay, give us your go-to ideas and different age groups. So we'll say kids under six, what would you recommend?
Yeah, so we've kind of started off with the families and the smallies and kind of, you know, obviously the last 2 years we've been indoors. So we're kind of focusing on getting out and about, seeing what's in your local area and even pushing it kind of into another county, even if you can. So I don't know about you now, Ivan, I'm 34, and if anybody offers me to go to the zoo, I jump at the chance. You know, it's a place that's for all ages, and actually yesterday they released an offer of half price online tickets. So this runs from the 27th of December until the 1st of January. So if you want to head on over to their site to just check out on their prices, that's up there for you as well. Now, if they can stay up a little longer, if you can get them up, keep them awake until the 9th of January, Wildlife have their experience running for 7 days a week. And this is really, really cool. I don't know, have you been there yourself?
The zoo? Oh, I'm a big fan of the zoo.
No.
To which?
Yeah, the zoo, but Wildlife. So this is the nighttime version in which they illuminate the zoo for kids and parents. So there's different animal scenes. It's a really, really kind of good
time. It's the same elephant and tiger, is it? It's just a bit of light shining.
Well, not actually on the animal scene. Let's not get that mixed up there now as well.
Well, is it an animation thing or is it live animals?
No, it's not live animals. It's animation.
Okay.
So
okay.
They'll light up scenes around. So as I said, if your kids are into art and kind of really creative and they're wild and they love running around, this will keep them quiet because they'll be just so mesmerised by all the different colours.
No, I haven't seen it. It sounds fantastic. And it's on at night time from 5 to 9. So I assume it's perishing cold at night. It's indoors.
No, it's outdoors.
Oh, Lord.
You've got a wrap up.
Right.
Yeah, so you're
get double pneumonia for your trouble. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
You'll be fine. Grab a hot pocket.
I can think of something to warm me up. So, what are wonder lights as opposed to wild lights?
So, wonder lights is taking place at Malahide Castle. And now, this can be for kids, but it also can be if you want to have a bit of a romantic night with your partner as well. So it's Malahide Castle and Gardens grounds, and they're also lit up. So different illuminations around the places you walk around the gardens and check in the sites and different colours as well. So that's kind of a different kind of, more of an adult maybe experience, but you can bring the kids along to it as well.
Okay. What's the fairy trail walk?
Yeah, so these have been kind of cropping up around the place over the last couple of years, and they're actually very, very popular, and they're all around the country. So this gives your kids a chance to go and see where fairies live. So they're located in kind of forestry areas, and you can show your children where fairies live within the trees. They have their little doors, their little washing lines, all that kind of thing. So you've got one, as you said, your daughter is down in Wexford. There's one, the Weld House.
Yeah, I know. Sean Doyle is going to spend $3 or $4 million doing up Weld's house. It's really fantastic. So the way this is this, you go through this woodland and on the trees there's different fairies and their backstory, is it?
It's their backstories. It's where they live, what they do, all their little magic. It's a magical fairyland, basically, and creativity with the kids and talking to them about different stories. There's another one up in Down, it's called Giant's Lair. There's another one in County Cavan called Erica's Fairy Forest. So there's plenty of places. All you have to do is put in Fairy Trail Walk into Google, and you'll definitely find one that's on your doorstep.
Okay. Musical treats. Lots of different gigs on. And this is, of course, panto season. The last 2 days I've been walking by the Gaiety and absolutely teeming with youngsters. It's completely booked out. What are the musical and panto options?
Okay, so again, as you said, Panto's big, big Christmas season. The Gaiety actually have done the Jungle Book this year, which I think is actually kind of cool because they never really venture into those kind of stories. You always have kind of Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty, but the Jungle Book is on offer and that's until the 22nd of January. If you don't fancy that, then the National Stadium has Snow White and that is running until January 8th as well. And then also, I think as well, kind of, it's good to kind of look at the kind of smaller areas around you, like your local theatres, because they also do kind of good small productions. And I also know Dame Stuffy is in the Red Cow and she's doing a cabaret bingo with Dame Stuffy and Carrie Dewey and the Runaways. So if you're looking for something not exactly panto, that would be a bit of a laugh as well. And something different this Christmas.
And what would you had three kids, what would you expect to pay for panto?
So you're kind of looking at different prices. They're ranging from about 21 to 32 euro. Again, if you're looking to go to a particular one, your best bet is to go over on the website and have a look. They do offer packages, that kind of thing for families. So as I said, head on over to whatever one you want to go to. And they should be able to kind of give you an idea of the price range. And then as well, if you're kind of not into pantos, there is actually musicals taking place. Now, evoke.ie have written up a good kind of overview on the Sound of Music, and that's taking place in the National Concert Hall as well. So it's kind of a nice place to kind of introduce your kids to at this time of the year, because it's not a place that you kind of would go to generally during the year.
No, but the National Concert Hall is one of the most underrated national facilities, in my opinion.
Definitely.
And it's got really interesting and varied things. Now, for a lot of people, it's what I call the hurdy-gurdy's Funderland.
No, don't, like, admit it, you have been there yourself.
Oh, I have been. But I get vertigo with heights and I can't bear to be spun around, but I'd willingly sacrifice children and grandchildren to go on them.
Yeah, so this is running as it never really changes, same place, same time, the 26th of December until January 15th in the RDS. Again, you do have to pay an admission ticket. That's kind of general every year. And you do pay for each ride. But again, on the site, they do have discount offers for people to make it a little bit cheaper for them to kind of enjoy the day out.
And that starts St. Stephen's Day and runs to the 15th of January. What's this Dublin True Crime Tour?
So this one I threw in because it's a little different. And I think as well, it'll cater, while it does say for all ages, I think teenagers actually will love this. And I have done this before and I absolutely love it. It's great crack. So it's an hour and a half and you walk around Dublin learning about all the different true crime history in the city. So it takes you up St. Andrew's Street, down on the quays. You talk about body snatchers, robberies, art thefts, Bram Stoker, different characters in Dublin, and walking by, learning about different places that you pretty much would, you know, walk by every day and not even notice. And then when you realise through the guides that there's different stories attached to each of these buildings, you kind of start to look at your city a little differently. So the tickets for this are only 13 euro, which is really, really good at this time of year. And it's running from January on every Saturday from the 7th. So if you're into history, the kids kind of like that kind of darkness of the city, that kind of thing, they're definitely going to love this.
Now, ice skating. I'm not so sure. Deirdre once went on that and she fell and she broke a bone in her bottom. So what's the options for ice skating and can you be assisted?
Yeah, you can. And again, it's running all around the country, different venues. So wherever you are, there's definitely somewhere close to you. Tickets are kind of varying between the 17 to 20 euro and you usually get about 50 minutes on the ice. So in Dublin, you've got your Blanchardstown and Dundrum. In Cork, there's the Alpine Skate Trail. It's a little different this year. They had it outdoor last year, but they brought it indoors so that they can kind of, you know, Ireland is unpredictable with weather. So it's kind of a little different this year, but better for people down there. And then in Waterford, you have the Winterfell on Ice, and that is running until the 8th of January. So plenty of places to practice your ice skating skills. Hang on to the side and sure, give it a go. You'd be grand.
Now, you've lots of things for couples as well. Escape rooms in Carrick Mines, Vintage Cocktail Club in Temple Bar, the Rock and Roll Museum, of course, in Temple Bar. And you can go out for a walk. Just tell us about your evoke.ie, where you've put all this up.
Yeah, so evoke.ie have basically covered different things, along with actually our sister site as well, rollercoaster.ie. They cater for families and young kids as well. So we, like I said, I mentioned, we spoke about the National Concert Hall with the Sound of Music. We touched on the Wild Lights as well. If people want to have a bit of a more in-depth look of what is on to offer, head over to evoke.ie for all the information on that. And plenty of other things to do around the city and around the country this festive season.
Okay, my sincere thanks for that huge amount of spectrum and availability. Sinead Dalton, content editor with all your solutions from Evoke. Thank you. In
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Indeed.